BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history, but fortunately for us, God wrote it all down in His prophecies. Find out what prophecies happened this week ripped straight from the headlines. Stay tuned for the Prophecy Headlines News Show on The Remnant's Call.
You ready? Let's get ready for the Remnant's Call! End time prophecy news, everybody. Da 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 da. The first news story from Israel, and there's a lot of news stories from Israel this week. Our first news story from Israel. This was an amazing thing. The new government, which is Benjamin Netanyahu and a bunch of right-wing people and some very right-wing people. Itamar Ben-Gvir went to the Temple Mount on Thursday for 15 minutes. All he was there was for 15 minutes to pray. Now, the world is so afraid of the Jews praying to their God that they called an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council just for one Jewish man spending 15 minutes praying to his God on top of the Temple Mount. You know, this is an amazing thing. The whole world is standing against Israel now because one Jewish man went to the Temple Mount. Don't you find that amazing? That a prayer could make the world on edge. They're ready to put sanctions on Israel because one guy prayed to his God. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. Let's go on to the next slide. Now, this is a beautiful thing. The new government reinstates Bible study in the public schools in Israel. Now, they removed some of the secular stuff and now replaced it with the Bibles. Imagine, didn't you think Israel would be studying the Bible in the public schools? They weren't. For years, they weren't. But now the new government... And now the seculars are screaming, "You can't teach God in the public schools. You're in Israel. The only reason you're there is because of the Bible." You know, nobody would have given you that land if it wasn't for the Bible. This is an amazing story. Now, the government doesn't like Messianic Jews, but just to let the kids, you know, study the Bible in school, this is a good thing. But the former government was saying, "You can't do that. That's against the law." Imagine somebody saying that in Israel. You didn't get that land because you fought for it. It was given to you. Why was it given to you? Because of the Bible. And you don't want to have that in the public schools? This is like Isaiah, where it says, "In the end of the days, evil will be called good, and good will be called evil." Let's go on to the next news story. Now, this is going to scare the world even more. Imagine for this next Pesach, imagine if they actually did a sacrifice of a lamb on the Temple Mount. Would that set the world gone crazy? Well, the government has been asked to be able to slaughter a lamb for Passover on the Temple Mount. Ravel, you want to go? this is a question. Now, if they say yes, you know, I they'll probably keep it quiet till the day of Pesach. But imagine if that happened. That would be the first time in 2,000 years that would happen in the land of Israel on the Temple Mount. Could happen. Let's go on to the next slide. Anti-Semitism story. You know, Israel is one of the smallest countries on the planet, and the UN had 140 resolutions this past year condemning Israel more than any other nation. Now, Israel lets Christians worship their Messiah, it lets Muslims worship their Messiah, It lets every faith worship their God in Israel. And you're saying they're bad? Why don't you go to some place like Zimbabwe or Sudan? You know, what's going on with the Christians over there? Oh, they're killing them. Even in India. Remember last week we read about India? But Israel had 140 resolutions condemning Israel last year at the United Nations. We could be in the end of days. Do you think we're in the end of days? Let's go on to the next news story. End time news prophecy. Pay attention to what's going on around the globe, everybody. Let's go to the first prophecy. Zechariah 12, verse 2 and 3. This is a prophecy that's been waiting 3,000 years or more to happen. It says that all nations in the end of days will be against Israel. All nations will be against Israel. Let's go to the news story that's proving this happened. The United States is going to condemn Israel for Itamar Ben-Gavir going to the Temple Mount. The United States, that has been blessed by the God of Israel for the last over 200 years, is going to say they're going to condemn Israel for allowing one of their government officials to go up to the Temple Mount and pray. When that happens, everybody, the God of Israel is going to take it out on America. Because he says, what does it say in Genesis 12:3? I will bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. So Biden, is going to condemn Israel for this, for one man going up to the Temple Mount for 15, it wasn't even a full 15 minutes. It was closer to 14 minutes. 14 minutes. And the United States is going to condemn Israel. Let's go into the next prophecy. In John 17, verse 14, Yeshua said, you're going to be hated for following him. Does everybody believe that? Yeah, we believe the words of Messiah? Well, let's see the prophecy. Let's go into the prophecy. In Kampala, Uganda, where I have been myself, a pastor, you know, he was witnessing to the Muslims there in Kampala, and they threw acid in his face. So he's almost completely blind for witnessing for Messiah. And just because he was telling the world about the Jewish Messiah, they threw acid in his face. Let's go on to the next story, the next prophecy. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 34, it says, you're going to go crazy from what your eyes have seen. This is part of the curses that we see in Devarim and Deuteronomy. Let's go on to the story. Since 2002, more than 27,000 people in Belgium have been murdered by the government. Look at that number, everybody. 27,000 people have been euthanized in Belgium since 2002. That's 1,000 a year that the government says. Now, we were talking about this euthanasia last week. In Canada, you can be up to now, they can euthanize you when you're 12 years old. 12 years old. And the child won't even need the parents to sign off on it. So a child, you know, breaks up with her boyfriend or he breaks up with his boyfriend or whatever, the child can go to the government and say, I'm in too much mental pain and kill himself in Canada now at the age of 12. This is horrible. Anybody could kill themselves legally now for any reason at all. Mental pain. Not even physical pain, mental pain. Let's go on to the next prophecy. Leviticus 11 says what you can and can't eat, right? The kosher laws. Let's go to the news story. New York State is now going to be grinding up people into fertilizer and using people as fertilizer for their farms in New York State. So starting next year, or actually starting this year already because it's 2023, look where your food products come from. If they come from New York State farms, you might not want to eat it because they have compost from dead human bodies. They're fertilizing the farms with... Now, if you want to watch a good movie, watch Soylent Green from the 1970s. This is all prophecy from a movie, but it's actually coming true. And New York is the sixth state that has done this. So look where your food comes from, everybody, because starting the growing season next spring, food from New York will have dead bodies in it. And if you're eating that, God is not liking it, because we can't eat dead people. We can eat dead cows. And we'll talk about that at the end of this. Let's go on to the next prophecy. The mark of the beast. This is really coming very true, everybody. You don't think this was true? What's going on around the globe with the mark of the beast is really interesting. Let's go on to a new story about the mark of the beast from Revelation 13. 20 million American households are behind on their utility bills. And how does this tie together with the mark of the beast? Because you're going to need your credit card or some mark to pay your bill. And the bills are going up. Thank God the weather's been a little bit warmer this week. It actually reached 74 degrees at my house the other day. That's the thing about North Carolina. One day 30, one day 70. It's a weird state. But this is a very big number. 20 million American households are not being able to pay their electric bill. And that's going to cause the government to come in, and you're going to need to work with government to pay your bill. Let's go on to next news story, next prophecy. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 3, the Lord says, I'm going to take the food away. Anybody notice the food prices are going up even higher? Let's go on to news story. Now your fish is going to be even more expensive. In New Zealand, the fish are coming up. The fish that they're catching off the coastlands of New Zealand are sick. There's something going on in the ocean, but God said, I'm going to take away the fish. If your fish is sick, you can't eat it, everybody. It'll make you sick, first of all. Okay? But the fish that they're catching and selling have been sick. So the people in New Zealand, it's an island country, and they eat a lot of fish, as many of the island countries do. Now they can't eat the fish from the ocean. What are they going to eat? God said war, famine, and plagues, everybody. Let's go on to the next news story, next prophecy. In Isaiah 5, verse 20, it says, in the end of days, evil will be called good, and good will be called evil. Let's go on to a news story about that. There is such a rise in crime throughout the United States that more and more stores are locking all their stuff behind glass. Has anybody else been noticing that? Go to Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, everything's locked up. So a nation without God, now you have to lock up everything, right? Isn't that terrible? And people get mad at me because I want to preach the Torah and I want to preach Yeshua. So here, video games, even toothpaste at some Walgreens, toothpaste is being locked up behind glass. So you go to the store to buy your product, then you got to go, you see the product behind glass, and you got to go find somebody to open the cabinet. And you got to go back to the cabinet, get your stuff, and then you have to do that for each one of your products that you're buying. This is what happens when you remove God from the nation. Let's go on to the next slide. That's it for the news, everybody. If you're out there, go to our website, bgmctv.org, bgmctv.org. And go and hit the donate button, because if you don't, you're stealing from God. And if you're watching this on the internet, send $1, $5, whatever you got, whatever's on your heart. But do go to our website and donate.